listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. As we recover from a season of extreme weather, disasters and road trauma, the Black Dog Institute is encouraging Victoria's first responders to take advantage of the National Emergency Worker Support Service. Professor Sam Harvey from the Black Dog Institute says first responders in regional areas are particularly in need of support.
They're often having to respond to major natural disasters infrequently. On top of that, the day-to-day activities that they might be responding to, the motor vehicle accidents, for example, there's a better chance compared to their metropolitan colleagues that they might know the individuals involved.
Those needing support can head to the Black Dog Institute's website or contact Lifeline. Dead birds have been left on the Premier's doorstep today as the Coalition Against Duck Shooting protests another duck hunting season. Although he reckons shooter numbers have dwindled in recent times, campaign director Laurie Levy says more needs to be done to stop hunting in Victoria.
All Premier Jacinta Allan has to do to stop the violence against our beautiful native water birds is to ban the activity outright, as three other Labor states did 1995 and 2005.
Briefly, a pregnant woman was taken to hospital yesterday following a crash north of Bendigo. Police say that she received minor injuries after her car collided with a van on the Midland Highway. And organisers of the Mildura Wentworth Music Festival have decided against holding the event this year, with Mildura City Council now looking to develop a new event to help fill a gap in their events calendar. In basketball, the Mildura Heat men had back-to-back losses over the weekend, going down against Southern Peninsula and Sherbrooke. Meanwhile, the Heat women won by 16 points against the Sharks, but lost by 35 points to Warrandyte.